Nicole, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
It's a pleasure, Ruby. Good morning.
Oh, the pleasure is all mine. Now, what recommendations are there in regards to planning decisions in bushfire-prone areas?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a real struggle, and I think it is fair to say, as the Royal Commission highlighted, that the bushfires did take a lot of people by surprise, including planners. Planning is a funny activity in as much as it relies on past historical data, and of course we know with climate change we're talking about things that are happening in the future, so it takes a really long time to factor those future scenarios into built environment planning decisions. And of course our built environment itself takes a really long time to change, and that was one of the big dilemmas that the Royal Commission really grappled with, is the fact that new buildings only account in a good year in Australia for around, say, 2% of our housing stock. Meanwhile, what do we do with the nearly 780,000 homes that they estimated could be vulnerable to climate risk over the next 30 years, even without new buildings being constructed?
Yeah, right. And I mean, once landowners first purchase property in those areas, do you think they should be like informed about any bushfire risks?
Well, absolutely. And that does happen, of course. So when you purchase a property, for instance, your certificate will include information about mapped and known bushfire and flood hazards and other types of natural hazards. So that's certainly occurring, and we also know that many local governments and state governments over time have been upgrading their natural hazard, you know, planning arrangements, including flood and fire controls, where homes are located, the design of neighbourhoods, the design of the buildings themselves, building materials, etc. And that requires very fine-grained local data and very careful assessment. And we need now to understand, for instance, in newly developed neighbourhoods, how well they performed in the context of the bushfires. But we also need to confront the bigger problem of how we retrofit areas that we now know really aren't resilient. They're not set up to adapt to future climate risks. And that's a much bigger problem, arguably.
Absolutely. And I mean, how do you think we should, I guess, navigate around smarter town planning in regards to bushfire-prone areas?
Yeah, I mean, some people say that a national planning approach is required, but we haven't really seen any evidence that the Commonwealth is any more committed than the states and local government when it comes to identifying and responding to climate risk and in fact, even reducing emissions to climate change through the built environment. The second thing that was recommended in the Royal Commission was that the National Construction Code, or the Building Code of Australia, which does provide a national framework in building standards, that be upgraded to address natural hazards and the sort of resilience of the structure itself, and that's a really good start. But we are going to have to question whether some of the locations that we had planned to build in and have already committed to build in, whether they're appropriate. And that's going to require a lot of detailed consideration at the local level. And it'll probably require some significant funding support by state governments and potentially Commonwealth as well, in either retrofitting suburbs and homes that, you know, particularly homes owned by or occupied by low-income earners. They'll need funding support for that. But we also need to fund the research effort and possibly the retrofit efforts as well to make these areas more climate resilient.
Of course. And just to elaborate a bit on the points that you're making there, what would be kind of your professional advice in terms of a potential national building planning policy?
Yeah, I mean, look, in actual fact, we need a national settlement strategy for Australia, which we don't have. And the Commonwealth has traditionally been quite absent when it comes to land use planning and urban policy. So obviously we need to start there, and we need to get away from the really quick knee-jerk things that we've heard politicians say over the past two decades, really, where people have thought the real emergency hasn't been a climate emergency, for instance, it hasn't been bushfires, it's been that we just need to build more housing supply at any cost in any location. So we've got to wean ourselves off this sort of rhetoric around the need to develop really quickly anywhere at any cost, and take a step back and think about where we're building and also the quality of our existing housing stock and how we retrofit that future-proof it moving forward. So it's a big job, and there's a role for every level of government, but really it should start with some Commonwealth policy leadership as well as some funding support.
Absolutely. Well, Nicole, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thanks, Ruby.